Wednesday, 27 April, 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in 1 John chapter 4, and what I believe is one of the most vital parts of Scripture that we could be in. The reason why is this: what we're looking at here could save a soul today. What we're looking at here, if practiced, could save a home today. It could save a church today. It could save a business today. It could save a country. Dear friend, it could save the world today if you really want to know the truth. You say, well, what in the world is it? Well, let's have prayer, and we'll get right into it. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners, and we'll thank thee for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Again, I ask you to bear with me with my hoarseness. In 1 John chapter 4, but before we do, over in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8, Peter writes by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit as he's describing suffering and how we should be prepared for it. He said, and above all these things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. He said, in all that's going on, the suffering and the problems and so forth, don't forget to keep first things first, and that is, have fervent charity, not lukewarm love. By the way, what is it that causes love to grow lukewarm and grow cold? Do you know what that is? What is it that causes love to grow lukewarm and to grow cold? We've experienced that in our lives, have we not? Let's just be honest. We've experienced that. You may have seen the experience in a home. You might have seen the experience in a church. You might have seen the experience in a country. We have certainly seen that in our country. Well, I'll tell you what to do. Rather than me give you my impression of what it is, I want to read you the exact reason why love grows cold. We find this in Matthew chapter 24, as our Lord is speaking about the last days. I want you to listen to this carefully. And because iniquity, that's another word for sin, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Let me read that again. Matthew 24:12, for this will answer the question, what caused my love to grow cold? What caused my family's love to grow cold? What caused the love in our church to grow cold? What caused the love in our country to grow cold? Here it is. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You see, there's two things that cannot coexist. Iniquity and lust can coexist. In fact, they can flourish on each other. But iniquity and love cannot coexist. It's kind of like the sea, the tide coming in and going out. Just as the tide of iniquity comes in, the love goes out. As love comes in, iniquity has to go out. They cannot coexist together. And God said to John, the Holy Spirit did to John, Beloved, and verse 11 now, 1 John 4:11, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. That changes everything. Let's look for just a moment at a few verses over in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the other chapter in the Bible that's given to love, and we'll see the manifestation of the type of love we're reading about here. If God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Now, God willing, we'll study this more in detail later in this series of messages. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we have the great teachings on the gifts and how God gifts different members of the body. And he says this in verse 31, last verse, the Spirit of God has Paul to write, But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show unto you a more excellent way. You remember in 1 Peter chapter 4, a love is referred to as above all things, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. And when we come to 1 Corinthians in chapters 12 and 13, the Spirit of God leads Paul to write, But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show unto you a more excellent way. Even this is more excellent than any of the best gifts. I was thinking as I was preparing my heart and mind for this series of messages, this preaching tonight. You know, we know people by a lot of different characteristics, do we not? Some are handsome, some are not. Some ladies are beautiful and some are not. Some have excellent oratorical abilities. Some can speak well and some cannot. Some are very scholarly and some are not. But dear friend, the best of all evidences of a life that's right with God really is this, which is the best of all. And that's fervent charity, one for another. Paul writes, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Now here he says is, these are the characteristics of the love that God would have us to demonstrate one to another. If God so loved us, we ought to love one another. And how should we love one another? Listen to this. Charity, now this is the word for agape love. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not rash. Is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. He goes on to say, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. That's not the way the world would line these up, dear friend. First of all, the world wouldn't line up the three greatest gifts of all, which is hope, which is faith, and hope and charity. But even someone who is of great faith, if they have not love, that's not the greatest. Someone who has great hope, if they have not love, that's not the greatest. Love is the greatest, but the greatest of these is charity. It's interesting how the Spirit of God writes to Peter and says, now, Peter, you stress that above everything else, above all things, that these brethren are to have fervent charity among themselves. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Well, let's go back over now to 1 John chapter 4. We could spend days, could we not? We could spend weeks on what we have just read. But beloved, verse 11, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Now, dear friend, we're going to have to stop here for today. These 10-minute broadcasts go by in a hurry. I understand that. But let's get our priorities right. You see, I'd like to be a great man of great faith. Nothing wrong with that. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But understand this, there's something greater than that, and that is to demonstrate the real love of God in your life. I'd like to be a person with great hope. That's wonderful, and I hope you can be. I'd like to be a great preacher. I'd like to be a great teacher. I'd like to be a great singer. Those things have their places. But dear friend, the greatest of all of these is the love of God in our heart, and that love being manifested and demonstrated to God and to especially our brother. And by the way, to a lost world as well. This broadcast is targeted for midweek. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church. If you cannot be, you'd like to join us at our services on the internet, it is www.calbat.org. And please join us next broadcast if you can.